Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. On our clock, it's the 9 o'clock Eastern update. I'm right here in operations where everybody once again is behind me keeping an eye, really close eye on Hurricane Florence. Here's the latest information that we have. The structure is extremely, classic when it comes to a hurricane. You know, the strong eye you can see here in the center. But one of the points that I want to make is the actual size of the system. We sometimes concentrate only on the eye and some of those bands that are on the outside. But look how far out. I mean, some of the tropical storm force winds are extending 170 miles an hour. But look at some of this convection well out. And that's what we have to think about as we start approaching the coastline. You don't just wait for the center. You're going to have some of these outer bands reaching the coastline even as early as tomorrow. Let's look at the latest forecast that we have. Still a major hurricane, and you can see some of these tropical storm force winds extending outward. And if you translate that to the coastline, we're going to have a lot of areas seeing some of this wind. But here's one of the things that we've been talking about. Very important not to concentrate just on that track, because we actually have the cone fairly wide. Anywhere in here, we can see some of that center. So it's not about where this thing makes landfall. It is literally about all the impacts associated with Florence. And here's what's concerning us as well. Not only just the strength, but the slowdown. 2 a.m. Friday. 2 a.m. Saturday, and we're looking at even into Sunday. That's a real slowdown there. So as a result, the slower it is, the more we compound the impacts and the issues associated with this hurricane, more rain, more storm surge. And something else that we definitely need to focus on is today is the day to wrap up your preparations. We need to be done today. Simple as that. If you look at it, tropical storm force winds could arrive. This is Thursday morning. We start getting those tropical storm force winds, it's too dangerous to be outside. So as a result, today's the day to be wrapping up all your preparations as these tropical storm force winds arrive before even the hurricane force winds. Let's look at more of the impacts here. With a slow system, you're going to get a lot of rain. And look at this forecast. 20 to 40 inches of rain, absolutely devastating, catastrophic rainfall in these areas, but not just along the coast. If we look inland, your 10 to 15 values, your 6 to 10 stretch well inland. And something I've been talking about really for the last few days, remember, if you're on the edge here and you're looking at this graphic and saying, well, I'm on the edge, I'll be okay, that is not necessarily the case. We've been talking about this. This can shift depending on the track. So as a result, some of these values can shift as they did overnight into South Carolina. We started seeing some of these higher values. So be ready for that. Don't think you're out of the woods just because you're at the edge of this. You got to be ready for the heavy rainfall and the devastating flash flooding. Storm surge is the other category that we need to talk about, and the impact. Half of fatalities occurring with the storm surge. So we need to be listening to the local officials and get out of these storm surge areas. Charleston, 2 to 4 feet. Look at these values in portions of South Carolina into North Carolina, 9 to 13, 4 to 9 feet. Incredible storm surge, very dangerous situation. And, you know, you look at this, and impact of that is just devastating. And it's not just on the coastline, as I've been saying. The longer we sit around, the longer we can force some of this water. So even inland from the coast, you can see the devastating impact of this storm surge. And also with the rain, that means river flooding. So this has been Ken Graham here in the operations area with your latest update on Hurricane Florence.